Hello and welcome back to the Catholic Guide, where we talk about everything that has to do with being Catholic. Today we're going to be talking about the history of Christmas, which is a very important day. And here's why: because Christmas is such an important holiday that we celebrate as Catholics. And sometimes we lose sight of what it actually means to be a Catholic and celebrating Christmas. So today we're going to take a look at the accounts in Matthew and Luke, because those are the two Gospels that have the accounts of the Nativity. We're going to be talking about what Advent was preparing us for and what John the Baptist specifically was preparing us for. We're going to talk about Saint Nicholas and who the actual saint was and his origin story. And we're going to also talk about commercialization of Christmas and how to kind of stay away from the commercialization or kind of slow it down. So right now we're going to talk about the accounts in the Bible. So originally, like I explained in what is Advent video, David, so there was a census being called, and so Joseph went to his own town to kind of say, "I'm still alive," Mary had no relations with a male, so this was a really interesting thing, and so Joseph was like, "Well, I don't want to make Mary look bad, so I'm going to say we can just separate ways." And so but Joseph gets a sign and says, "You cannot take her as your wife. Take care of this child." And so they travel to Bethlehem and they look for a room to stay because they know the birth of Jesus is going to happen soon. And they say, every single person says, "We're out of room." And so they find a little, stable. They find a stable. Jesus Christ was born in a stable. They find the stable and they conceive of the child. They have the child. And there's a star, the North Star, and that's where the shepherds, some of the first people to be called to Jesus' birth, get the calling. They say, "Let's follow this North Star." They get the calling, and the angel says, "Follow the North Star to the new king." And so this is what John the Baptist and Advent was preparing us for, the coming of Christ. John the Baptist was saying, this king is going to come, and he's not going to come like an actual king who rules a kingdom. He's going to come as a baby just like you and me, and he's going to rule the world, but in kindness. He's going to take charge, and he's going to change so many people's lives with only the touch of his hand. He's not going to use money as leverage like most people did. And so this is what the preparation of Advent was preparing us for, the coming of Christ, and what John the Baptist specifically was baptizing us for. Because one was supposed to come, one is coming after him, who he can't even unstrap this lace of the sandal because he is so powerful. So we also have Saint Nicholas. Saint Nicholas was an actual saint, and that is where Santa comes from. Saint Nicholas was he was a bishop, but he was also he also helped. The story is he was very kind. He gave money to these girls because they needed money for a wedding, and so this is just one of the stories of him. But he helped them, but he stayed anonymous. And so this is where it came from, that Santa Claus brings gifts to children because they're gifts of, some people look at it as gifts of God, or some people look at it as just commercialization. But Saint Nicholas brought gifts just as Santa brings gifts, but he also kept in mind that Christmas was based off Christ. Now, Christmas wasn't created, the holiday wasn't created until after, but just by saying Jesus' birth, he lived out Jesus' birth every day by showing that kindness to those girls, by showing the kindness through his ways, through his heart. And so Saint Nicholas was preparing the way for Christ being the bishop that he was. Also, We also have to cover commercialization of Christmas. Nowadays, Christmas is very commercialized. That being, so many people, there's a rush to Christmas when Christmas should be just a time of rest, a time to dwell in God's presence because God is truly present in the holiday of Christmas. Brands push forward their things as gifts. But the only gift we really need in Christmas is Christ's loving forgiveness, Christ's loving heart, Christ's loving ability to allow us to live eternally. We can live eternally with Christ just because that baby was born. So we need to stop focusing on Christmas being buying presents and start focusing on why are we actually here? This baby can bring us so much. I saw a post on Instagram and it said, the first king-size bed was in that stable that night because that baby was the king and he is always the king. And that is what's so special. So thank you for watching today. I hope you enjoyed the video and I hope you subscribe, like, and comment, and definitely share so that we can get the word of God out to everybody. And I just wanted to say, Merry Christmas. We'll see you on Christmas Eve for another live stream about Christmas Eve and the Christmas vigil, and also the actual readings. We'll go over the actual readings, the actual gospels in the Christmas Eve video. Thanks for watching.